Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another Norm at Night. It's our usual Tuesday evening gathering here at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on your worldwide Blog Talk Radio station. I'm just going to take it a little easy tonight and gonna just talk about some things that have happened to me the past couple of days. You know, I just need to step away from the politics and from the stock market and economic stuff and this whole charade of an election campaign. But anyway, if you want to call in and just join in and tell us all what's happening to you, you can reach us at 347-945-6713. I got 5 lines open right now, and I got about 28 minutes left here on the air. But this week, as many of you know, I'm at a new school, and well, we're just having a great time. We just finished 2 days of what we call class days, and they were really very, very interesting occurrences. The first, I went out on the Potomac River near, well, actually a place called Brunswick, Maryland, and they have a great rail yard in Brunswick, Maryland. And I actually had a chance to see that, though that's not really why we went there. We went there to see a place called, or to meet up with a group called River Outfitters, and, excuse me, there were about, there were 26 students, and actually 25 students, and 4 faculty members, and we all got in canoes and went on a paddle down the Potomac River, and that was really very nice. It was glorious country, and all of you, or many of you out there, if you've been on any kind of outdoor trip with your school or your class, some kind of outward bound or rock climbing, why don't you just give us a call at 347-945-6713 and talk with us about it. It really was nice being out there on the river. I actually was in a canoe by myself. I'm the new guy on the block, and everybody was sort of had it all handed out, and so I actually went in the canoe by myself, which was really kind of nice because I was able to just paddle along and watch everybody as the whole pageant of the trip played out before me. The current moved about 2-3 miles an hour, and I really enjoyed paddling along and watching the kids play with each other and the canoes tip over. And all in all, it was just a very nice relaxation and team-building moment for the school. That's really what we had in mind. And, you know, there was no election, no of the usual hubba-bubba stuff about school, and I just had a great time. It really relaxed me and actually wore me out. I don't know, even going with the current, paddling 7 or 8 miles in a canoe is no slight task. And, well, took me back to being a Boy Scout, good old Buffalo, New York, when I went out to Camp Shelkoff and actually got my canoeing merit badge. That old counselor's name was Ricky, and his mother, Gloria, was my mother's friend, and it was just a wonderful time in Buffalo, New York. But anyway, and I thought about that too, actually, paddling on the river, and it was just just very nice. I then, you know, came home to my little bungalow here in the woods, my own sort of thorough place, if you wish, and I'm having a real nice time out here, too. I've got 5 lines open, 347-945-6713. If you want to call in and help take the conversation in a direction that you want to move it in. I've had some computer trouble again the last couple of days, and I've got some kind of virus, and that's really the first time that's happened to me, and I got that all taken care of. And but anyway, in the process, one of the casualties of getting everything going along was my Skype and instant messenger account. So unless you call in tonight, I'm afraid you're just going to have to be a spectator because you can't reach me. And I know a lot of you like to do that, but you can't reach me with those Skype accounts. So again, the numbers, 347-945-6713. Who's going to be the first person to call in the Norm tonight? Oh my gosh, I'm getting a little bit of feedback. There's something this old computer probably needs to, be scrapped, if you would. It's hard to tell. Actually, you can just go to blogtalkradio.com, host / Norm at Night, and you can actually use the web chat on Blog Talk Radio. I've forgotten all about that, and I have it open now. But if you go to blogtalkradio.com, / Norm at Night, you should be able to open the chat line. I'm putting something in there now. But anyway, back to what I was talking about. The second half of the class day is really kind of nice because today I did something that I've never really done before. Has anybody out there ever heard of something called gleaning? Well, I went out to an apple orchard near Winchester, Virginia this afternoon, and I did some apple gleaning. And those same kids and faculty that went canoeing on Monday all went out, climbed on a bus this morning at 8:30 and went out to Winchester to do some apple gleaning. And in effect, what we did was go out into an apple field that had been picked, and many of the apples fall to the ground or get knocked to the ground during the tree picking process, and we gleaned from those that were on the ground, those that were still edible. And in the course of a morning, the most astounding thing, we gathered almost 3,000 pounds of apples, which were then, which we piled into the back of a truck and then were then taken to food banks all over the, actually it was about 2 pickup trucks full, about 1,500 pounds apiece. They were 3/4 ton trucks, and so it was really an amazing thing to see all of those apples, and it really was a good experience. I wasn't sure what it was going to be, but it was quite the experience, and I enjoyed it immensely, and it cemented me into my relationship with the new school. I'm really going to like this place. It was really a lot of fun. This is was the first kind of goodwill trip that I'd been involved with. It was a little, you know, sort of like Habitat for Humanity or going down to a food bank, but to actually go out into the fields and pick up these apples and, you know, reach through piles and piles of mushy apples, bruised apples, and to find good ones, it really perked me up. I'm pretty worn out right now, I'll tell you that. And there actually was, I says, oh my God, what am I doing a show for tonight? But you can reach me at 347-945-6713. And I've got 5 lines open. And if there's anybody in Hamburg or New York out there listening, why don't you give me a call? Or Seattle, Washington, or Cincinnati, Ohio, Boston, Massachusetts. I know there's people in all those places that know about Norm and know me. In fact, are probably related to me. And, you know, if you can't get any strangers to call, at least your family should call in. But all in all, what's the other big thing that's happening is, my 58th birthday is approaching this Saturday, and I'm kind of excited about that. I'm going back to my home in Maryland, and the family, we're getting together, and we're going to have a birthday party. And it's kind of neat, but I'll tell you, going canoeing and apple cleaning the past couple of days, you know, my brain still thinks it's turning 18. Well, let me tell you something. The body's not 18 anymore. I ache, I'm stiff, I hurt, excuse me, I ache all over from all the physical exercise, but it was worth it. It really made me enjoy the day out there. Again, I'm on the air. You can go to the Blog Talk Radio web chat at blogtalkradio.com/NormAtNight. I'm there and waiting for you to, come online. But I was talking about my birthday. Birthdays are a really interesting kind of thing, and I've had a few that are memorable, to say the least. The last 28 of them, while I've been married, they've all been really very nice, and it's kind of nice to gather around and know that whether you live or die matters to somebody. And that's really a nice feeling. But I've got 5 lines open at 347-945-6713. 58 years on the planet. My good friend Tim Russert, he reached his 58th birthday, and it was the last birthday he was ever going to have. And they just had a big memorial service for him at the Basilica in Lackawanna, New York. And the place was packed. The Sisters of Mercy sort of put the thing on, you know. Timmy was educated by Sister Lucille from the scene. She actually came back from Boston, and Tim's wife was there also, Maureen Orth, and that actually was a very nice gesture on her part because, she wasn't as enamored of Buffalo as Timmy was, and that's understandable since you have to be a resident of Buffalo. to really appreciate Buffalo. But I've got, so any of you out there listening from Buffalo happen to be at that cathedral, at that basilica service yesterday, why don't you give us a call at 347-945-6713 and tell us what it was like. I've got 5 lines open, no callers anywhere. I'm starting to wonder if I'm out here talking to myself or not. Just pick up your phone, 347-945-6713. Speaking of Buffalo and Buffalonians, there's it's really incredible how small the world can seem sometimes, because there's a teacher at the new school that I'm at who actually was on the canoeing trip with us, who is a native of Buffalo, New York, graduated from high school in 1972, 4 years behind me, and went to Canisius High School in 1968, and we had a lot of interesting fun today on, while we were on the gleaning trip, talking about buffalo wings and horseradish and beef on whack and Charlie the Butcher and Baylo's on East Lovejoy, and it was just a great time out there. I don't know if you're out there in Seattle, but we had a nice conversation with you last Tuesday. So if you want to give us a call back, we've got 5 lines open, and that's 347-945-6713. It's open lines tonight. I'm not on the soapbox. I don't have any drums to beat. I'm just a guy talking on the radio, and it's a whole lot of fun. It would be a whole lot more fun talking to you about something you're interested in. And if you just want to call and push my buttons, most of you out there know what they are. I'm a lefty Louie. Oh, it always comes back to politics. It always comes back to politics. I'm a political junkie at heart. I'll tell you one thing that has been a little troublesome. I don't have cable TV at the place where I'm staying during the week now, and I'm missing my fix of Chris Matthews and Keith Olbermann and all the guys and David Gregory with Race to the White House and all the guys I love listening to on MSNBC. That is without question the political junkie radio station. We were talking about Tim Russert, and I watched Meet the Press this past Sunday. I was back in Buffalo, and Sunday was a nice show. It really was, and I appreciated it. Chuck Schumer was on. I can't argue with his politics because I hold many of them, but I'm not quite sure. I'd want to have a beer with Chuck Schumer. I don't know why. He's a little too intense for me, but he is a good Democrat, and if anything, I'm a good Democrat. In fact, I'm probably as far away from center as any Democrat that you'd find. I should be thrilled by this whole Barack Obama thing, but the only thing I can think about is that, my God, John McCain might win. And that just scares the living heck out of me. I just do not understand why anybody, with everything that's happening with the past 8 years, with McCain's 90% voting record, 95% voting record match with George Bush, with his just pandering to the people on the right, and now this whole song and dance about how he's going to bring change to Washington. You know, I'm not sure any of these guys are going to bring change to Washington. They all talk about how the president is going to change everything, and the fact remains, I'm not sure anybody understands. In fact, I'm not even sure I understand anymore how anybody connects to or the Congress is what passes the kinds of things we're going to do in this country, and the president then executes the legislative prerogatives. I don't understand why that doesn't become a greater, oh, God, there I go, here I go again. You know, I said I wasn't going to get involved in politics, but sure enough, I am. I got about 8 minutes left, and 301-908-2996 is a direct number you can call me on after the show. If you want to call the show, you can dial 347-945-6713. Yeah, I really didn't mean to do that. I just made a mistake. Oh, boy. I guess I'd put my, well, anyway, 347-945-6713. Why don't you mark yourself as the caller on September the 16th, 2008. Someone give me a call. Make me think that somebody's out there listening so I have some reason to keep doing this. Actually, I think I'll keep doing this until, well, I can't do it anymore. I love it, to be perfectly honest. I don't know. You know, I got about 7 minutes left, and I can't really think about anything except, well, why doesn't somebody just call me and tell me what you're reading lately? I'm actually reading a novel by a guy named Vernon Vinge. It's called Rainbow's End, and it's, well, it's another dystopian novel, science fiction, and, you know, in the spirit of Gibson, and to be quite honest, I am really enjoying it. It's every bit as good as Gibson's Neuromancer, or, well, I like Neal Stephenson, too, and I can't, no, well, that big fat one, I can't even say the name, A Cryptomanion, or so, you know, I have that in there, and that's really a good one, too. We got about 6 minutes left, and, well, let's see, what else do I want to talk about? You know, it's really kind of fun having this time to just talk away. You know, it might be a good idea to have one of the groups of kids that I teach create my next show, and maybe I can put that on next Tuesday night. But you can reach me tonight, 347-945-6713, and you have the airwaves. They are open to you, and everybody listening to Norm tonight will hear you. I'm not sure exactly how many we have with us tonight. You know, I wonder if I can go take a look at that. Well, I'm on my switchboard here, and, well, I don't have any files uploaded, and, well, I said we were going to 30 minutes of conversation about politics, Buffalo, and anything else you want to talk about. Well, we talked a little bit about Buffalo. We talked a little bit about politics. And what else do we want to talk about in these final 4 minutes? Well, we could talk about American Insurance Group. That had me a little shaken about. I hope they last because, to be perfectly blunt, a lot of my 401k monies with AIG, and oh my Lord, I don't know what's going to happen to it, or what exactly, if you know, we're going to go just flat out broke. Who knows? The whole thing could be going to heck in a handbasket, if you would. If you've got anything to say about this whole financial mess, why don't you call in 347-945-6713 or give me some kind of a buzz in the chat session? Oh, I'm not sure why it's... Oh, there we go. There we go. The messages were sent before you arrived. Ay, 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 oh my gosh. I guess I'm the only one here. Anyway, so I'm talking to myself tonight, which is really kind of a good thing, because I think every human being should have a conversation with themselves. Because if you can't have a conversation with yourself, you're not comfortable in your own skin. And I guess as time has gone by, I've become very comfortable in my own skin. According to my switchboard here, I've got 3 minutes to go. Oh, 2 minutes to go. I'm down to 2 minutes. So if you want to be the only caller tonight, give us a call at 347-945-6713. Oh, the baseball season's running down. The football season, the Buffalo Bills, 2-0. You know, every season I say to myself, you know, I'm sick and tired of these professional sports teams and these millionaires and these prima donnas. And I finally got myself wind of it. And then what happens? The Bills go and start 2-0. The Redskins get a coach I actually kind of like. And so the next thing I know, I'm staring at the whole thing. Speaking of coaches, I went up on the field today at my new school and watched the soccer team practice and wished that I could have coached one of the middle school teams, and there was a spot, and well, I probably made the right decision not getting involved, but oh, did I miss it. Oh, there's nothing like being out on the soccer pitch. It is a great sport to coach, a great sport to play, and a great sport to watch. It's the only sport I actually play fantasy in, and I'm doing pretty well. Well, that sort of brings us to the end of our road here, and one thing you can do before you come back next week, and I hope you'll all be here, is listen to some Flogging Molly. You know, especially Rebels of the Sacred Heart. No ball nor chain nor prison shall keep. We're the Rebels of the Sacred Heart. I'll say it again. No ball nor chain nor prison shall keep. We're the Rebels of the Sacred Heart. Go on and listen to some Pipes music. I can't believe I'm Italian. I'm talking to you like I'm a crazy first warder from South Buffalo, you know, an Irishman. But listen to some Pipes music, either the Scottish Pipes or the Irish Pipes, which my friend Patty explained the difference to me last Friday night at the Four P's. That was a nice night, Patty, and I thank you for having it with me. So, again, remember, no ball nor chain nor prison shall keep. You're a rebel of the Sacred Heart. I got 10, 9, 8, 7, and we are just about out of here. 2-1, another Normat night.